Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by former Ambassador Charles Shapiro of the World Affairs Council. Ambassador Shapiro, welcome.
Thanks, Kiplin. It's a pleasure being here.
So before we get into the actual event that's coming up, could you tell our listeners what is the World Affairs Council?
They need to know. Okay, seriously. We're the World Affairs Council of Atlanta. We've got about 1,200 individual members, 60 corporate members. And what we do is we put on programs, bring in speakers, take trips to help Atlanta globalize and understand globalization. So we take Atlanta to the world and bring the world to Atlanta.
And as the world is getting smaller and smaller, and we know there are some forces against this globalization, but it almost doesn't seem like that's going to stop.
Look, you know that technology is globalization, right? The two are really two words for the same thing. I can listen to you anywhere in the world, right? I go online, find anything I want to do. So the idea that we're going to turn this around may make us feel good, but I don't think it's going to happen. And so we need to be aware of that. And I got to tell you, one of the things that gets me is, you know, Atlanta is saying, you know, we're the this of the South, the biggest this, the smallest that, the fastest the other. And that's the wrong comparison. We have to compare ourselves to the world because we have to be ready to work, go anywhere, find those customers online, sell our products and services everywhere, and we have to be comfortable doing that everywhere in the world. And that's what universities are about, and that's what the World Affairs Council is about.
And business people are really coming to realize that the majority of your customers are going to be outside of the United States. There are more people.
All you got to do is do the math. Right? You know, there are 340 million Americans and there's 6 billion people in the world. And that means most of your customers are going to be outside. And also, what's happening is middle class is growing all over the world. I mean, that's, you know, we talk about development efforts and so forth. What that means is that in countries like India and Nigeria, and not to mention China and India, the middle class is growing so quickly, and middle class buys the sorts of products that we export, whether it's stuff you put in a box and you ship, or it's stuff that you put online and you zap it and just send it, right? You know, upload it, download it, there it goes. And that's what we have to do, because people all over the world, as soon as they get enough money, they want education for their children. They want to go on vacation. They want to buy computers and computer programs. The kids want computer games. The kids want to download sound tunes, you name it. And that's good for the United States if you're part of that economy, if you know how to do those sorts of things. And that's what Clark Atlanta is about. That's what the World Affairs Council of Atlanta is about.
And your members are people who join the World Affairs Council, get exposed to all of those different ways that they can interact with the world.
You got it. And, you know, there's a terrific synergy between people who like NPR stations and people who like the World Affairs Council. I mean, if you like the news when it comes on and you hear that quirky story about what's going on around the world, right? That's the same sort of people who like the programs we put on. And you'll appreciate this. One of the things that we do now is we don't allow anybody to give a speech. It's all got to be interactive. It's a conversation on the stage. We'll have a reporter, actually from GPB or from CNN, will interview the speaker or the panel, and then we open it up to the audience. And what we want is to be as interactive as possible.
And one of the things you all are here to specifically talk about is an upcoming event on May 8th that is your 6th annual health summit.
You got it.
So could you talk about why the World Affairs Council thought health was a subject to cover, and also about the focus of this year's summit?
Okay. Well, first of all, health and health issues are global issues. We all found out, you know, and we keep finding out with this kind of flu and with Zika and you name it. It's all international. Atlanta is a hub for global health studies. I mean, you've got the CDC here in Atlanta. CARE is in Atlanta. Emory, Morehouse have medical schools. Georgia Tech has got a Center for Health and Humanitarian Studies, which is how to respond, whether it's a natural disaster or some other sort of crisis, how do you respond quickly? The Carter Center is here. The number of schools of public health in the metro Atlanta area is extraordinary. So we've got this center of expertise here in Atlanta, and what we're doing is drawing on that. We have a different topic each year. Last year it was global health and refugees. This year the focus is on adolescent girls and young women in the developing world as the place where, when I say we, I don't mean the United States, we, the international community, should focus our health efforts. And I'm going to tell you why.
I was just going to say, so why is it so important that the international community begin to focus those efforts on adolescent girls and young women?
Because you get a better return on investment. I mean, it's that simple. There's a double feedback loop. Okay, number one is that people who are healthier just flat out can earn more money. I mean, that sounds the logic. What is not as apparent is that people who earn more money, I mean, more than just enough to survive when you're in a developing country, are healthier. They're the ones who can afford to take their children to get checkups. They're the ones who can afford to buy the medicine. They're the ones who have the spare time to take off work to go see the doctor. And the reason the focus is on adolescent girls and young women is, and I, with all due respect to your male listeners, is that in the developing world, I'm going to leave the developed world out, but in the developing world, when women get extra money, they invest it in their families. Men do not.
So it becomes, as you said, it's a loop. It becomes a great trickle-down effect.
You bet.
If you can support that young girl.
And so if you name the country, if you want to focus on how to get, whether it's in Asia or Africa or Latin America, if you want to move that country ahead, if you focus on, you know, the poorest 20% of the people in that country, and focus on the women in that poorest 20%, if you can get them healthier, you get a huge payback.
Now, the summit is coming up on May 8th. It is open.
It's free.
Free of charge.
So y'all need to register right now. Go to WACAtlanta.org, and you'll see it up at the top of our homepage. You'll also find a lot of cool information about the World Affairs Council. And register, but you need to register this morning because it's free and we're almost out of space. It's at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Buckhead. It's right across from Lenox Square. It starts with a breakfast at 7:30 in the morning and registration. At 8:30, the program starts. It'll go till 3:30 in the afternoon. And we've got extraordinary speakers. We've got Mayor Reed. We've got Senator Johnny Isaacson. We've got the acting director of CDC, Dr. Ann Shookit. We've got Atlanta's favorite, my favorite, Helene Gayle, the former CEO of CARE. We've got the current CEO of CARE, Michelle Nunn. We've got the woman who is the chief sustainability officer at Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Foundation Africa does extraordinary work in Africa, and so she's one of our speakers. We've got people from the International Center for Research on Women. We've got from the Gates Foundation. We've got people coming from Yale. The Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. So we've got this really extraordinary lineup of speakers and panelists. And you've got this extraordinary healthcare community in Atlanta, and our job's put the two together.
I think that is wonderful. This seems like a great opportunity for some of our community leaders and community organizers, even if it's just to take some of the things that are working in developing countries and use it in some of our rural communities and our underserved communities.
Oh, you bet. I mean, you know, we tend to think of the developing world as that's something out there. But as you and I know, that it's right here as well. And there are parts of America that have health crises and issues and many of the same sorts of things that you see in the developing world you see right here in our very own country, and we need to address those.
I think it's going to be a wonderful event, and I am definitely planning to be there. Now, why should our listeners, this is a great event for them to participate in, but why should they determine that they need to learn more about the World Affairs Council and become members of this organization for the other programming that you all offer?
Well, first of all, it's for themselves. I mean, it's to learn more, it's to meet people who are interested in the same sorts of things that they're interested in. I mean, you and I know you can live your whole life in Atlanta and, you know, go to the basketball games and, you know, never have a passport, never leave the country, and that's fine, and be successful, and that's perfectly fine. But there's also a world out there, and the people who are interested in that broader world are the people who we want to come to the World Affairs Council and whom we want to not donate but invest in the World Affairs Council, because what we're doing is bringing programming. Just in the next week, we've got a program on energy trade with Mexico. We've got a program coming up on Egypt and Turkey. We've got a program with John Hope Bryan and Ambassador Andrew Young. I mean, we got all kinds of things we're pulling together, and we would love to get WCLK listeners involved and interested.
If you join the World Affairs Council, you almost don't need a passport because, as you said, Turkey and Egypt and Mexico, they're going to come.
We're bringing it here.
You're bringing it here.
We're bringing it here. And it's a great. And here's the other thing. You know this at a radio station. It could be great fun, too. I mean, it's not just, oh, we're going to go talk about dreary problems in some other country. This is for adults. This isn't a political science class from university. This is for adults. And so we've tried to make it as interesting as we can. We did a great program on Korean cooking this past couple of months ago. We got one coming up with a TV chef who's a Mexican cook. Patty Hinnich is going to come to Atlanta and put on a how to make Mexican food. Not the Mexican food you get at the corner.
But the real
Mexican food.
And that's World Affairs Council. It's WAC.org.
WAC Atlanta.
WACAtlanta.org. Ambassador Shapiro, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with our listeners. We really appreciate it.
Kipling, thank you. This has been great and been great fun.